Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, performance-enhancing drugs, indeed. Congress is preparing at this very moment to hear testimony today about steroid use in baseball, but the drugs use is cropping up in an area that you may not have expected. Music. Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent. Timbaland, among the artists whose names have cropped up in an Albany Times Union investigation into steroid trafficking. They aren't accused of breaking the law. These are by prescription, as far as has been reported. But the question comes up of why musicians would use those drugs and if it might affect their careers, for better or ill, as it might an athlete's. I'm joined now by Bomani Jones, who followed both sports and music in his career, a former music columnist for AOL Black Voices, and now is the host of Sports Saturday on WRBZ AM Radio in Raleigh, North Carolina. Bomani, thanks for coming on with us. Welcome to WNYC.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So why would musicians use steroids?
Well, I think vanity is about the only explanation. Steroids and HGH have been known to make the hair fuller, you know, hair thicker and skin more glowing and all of these things. It's just a vanity issue. It's, what we forget is the big muscles that you get for playing in sports have a functional value, but to most people they also have an aesthetic.
And we should mention that Mary J. Blige has denied using them. I don't know if others named in the article have weighed in publicly yet.
Yes, well, what I thought was most interesting about her denial was she publicly said that she had never used performance-enhancing drugs as though those drugs would be performance-enhancing in her line of work. That's just become the buzzword. We call them performance-enhancing drugs without thinking about what any of that really means.
Well, I guess to the extent that your look, your image matters in show business, they are performance-enhancing in that respect.
Perhaps. I certainly don't think that's what she was thinking, that we just call steroids performance-enhancing drugs now. But the question with her is really how much did they really help? If she did use them, who is to say? But I guarantee you when performers start thinking about using things to enhance their appearance, the thought is not performance-enhancing drugs. That will make Botox a performance-enhancing drug.
And maybe it is. And I'm going to throw out another example here. Listeners, we want to hear from you on this. And the call-in that we'll do here with our guest, Bomani Jones, can be even a little bit broader than steroids and hip-hop. How about performance enhancement drugs of any kind in the arts, particularly in the performing arts? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Do you see this as cheating? What about Botox? We had a call in a couple of years ago, Bomani, for classical musicians who take beta blockers, which are, I think, a blood pressure medication, but they also calm your nerves. And so for musicians who get nervous, it had been reported that this is a somewhat common practice among classical musicians to prevent stage fright. So call us and talk about if that's a performance-enhancing drug. Do you see that in the same category as taking steroids in popular culture? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You can call and share your experiences taking performance-enhancing drugs. If you're in the performing arts, we won't disclose your identity or anything else you want to say about this. 212-433-9692, 433-9692. And Bomani, as a sports host, you know, remembering the beta blocker issue actually got me to thinking, well, why wouldn't professional athletes take those too? Since the difference between performing or not in a big game so often has to do with how you function psychologically under pressure, right? You may have the same skills in whatever sport you're in as the next guy. But if you get more tense under pressure, you may have a harder time in the World Series or the Super Bowl or the U.S. Open than your competition. So maybe we don't know, but they're also taking beta blockers to make them less nervous.
It is entirely possible, and I'm not sure how many athletes are hanging out in the classical music set to find out, but it's pretty amazing how the wonderful effects of different drugs gets around to people. But I could imagine, especially considering the sort of machismo element that comes into the ability of an athlete to focus under pressure, that if there's someone who is aware of the practice, I'm willing to bet there's someone who does
it. Which raises the question of, you know, where is the line? What is a performance-enhancing drug that should be banned and what isn't? I've heard about baseball players who get laser surgery to improve their vision beyond 20/20 so they'll be able to see the ball better.
Yeah, well, what I think we've lost sight of is what is the reason that these so-called performance-enhancing drugs are not allowed. It's not because they enhance performance, because, like, eyeglasses would be performance-enhancing or weightlifting would be performance-enhancing. The reason that these drugs are illegal is because it puts athletes, they often put athletes in a position of having to consider whether their long-term future is worth as much as the short-term gain. So it's a mechanism put in place
right.
to protect the athlete. So the laser surgery, to me, is not,
uh-huh.
but where that gets tricky
right.
is that HGH, there are so many people who speak of so many good things that happen with HGH, and the side effects are not widely known or
right.
understood or even
right.
discovered.
Right.
So is that performance-enhancing drugs? Is it performance enhancement if there is no negative side effect?
That's a good standard. Does the pressure to compete at a certain level then induce you to do things that could actually be damaging to your health, as well as being illegal? And Garth in West Orange are on WNYC. Hi, Garth.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I was a Broadway performer for years, and actually was a touring musician for years, too, and know that there are lots of performers who use steroids from a more reparative sense, to repair the voice and to sort of just recover. I think it does beg the question of where is the line drawn with performance enhancement, and is Mary J. Blige gaining an advantage over her record sales over someone else because she can perform on tour longer or can repair herself better? You know, that being said, I know there's also no shortage in the Broadway field of people who go to tanning salons every day and get the Botox injections to look younger and compete. But where do you draw the line of what is performance enhancement and what is giving you an advantage over
right.
others, I guess?
Garth, thank you for your call. And there's another window into it. I haven't heard this one before, Bomani. People who are Broadway performers, especially when they're doing their shows on the road, so they can heal quicker. Where have we heard that before? Maybe from Andy Pettit?
Sounds like a middle reliever.
Heal quicker from an injury or from the stress that gets placed on your body when you have to do these physical shows night after night. So I would suspect, and I think the caller starts to back it up, that in the performing arts, it's not just hip-hop.
No, absolutely. I mean, there are reasons to use these drugs that most of us had never even considered. And the idea of the recovery from Broadway, if you know somebody that's in that line of work, that's something you consider. But otherwise, that wouldn't have, I know people in that line of work, and that wouldn't have come to my mind, but it makes absolute sense.
Jeffrey in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having my call.
Thank you.
You know, with performance, the performing arts in general, it's all about, especially with popular music, it's all about an image and people having this impression of this great person and a star. And so do you draw the line that they shouldn't use computers in the recording studio to enhance their performance? You know, we're not talking about people with sports where kids in high school are trying to, excel and be their best.
Right, but you called up, you told my screener you're a record producer. So have you ever seen any of this, any steroid use or other things?
Sure, because when you are a performer and you're on stage and you have ripped abs and your muscles
yeah.
are bigger and bigger, and it's all about hype and about your looks, and women are always getting the Botox and the injections here.
And I would
surgery.
Think, too, that perhaps for certain artists whose performance is very physical, how about Mick Jagger running around the stage all night? And, not to say he's ever done anything, but that kind of performer, different from, say, a cabaret singer who might just stand at the microphone.
It's extremely demanding. I mean, when you look at these moves that these hip-hop performers are doing on stage and what their stage shows are, like a Janet Jackson show, I mean, these people are absolutely athletes with the amount of how they have to go nonstop
yeah.
for hours.
Jeffrey, thank you very much. And Bomani, what about that standard? I mean, the names that surfaced, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, Timbaland, only because they happen to be in the prescription files of this poor doctor. I don't mean he's a poor doctor. I mean, in a way, they become victims getting legal prescriptions of the investigation into this doctor and all of his records being made public. But are they particularly physical performers on stage, these ones who we've learned about getting steroid prescriptions?
No, they're not. I was just about to say that nobody's going to mix up a 50 Cent show with something from the James Brown Review. Like, that'll never be the case. If you were to be presumptuous, you look at 50 Cent and how gigantic he is, and the first guess as to why he may use such drugs doesn't seem to be incredibly far-fetched, but I doubt seriously that the idea on that was because their stage shows are so demanding that they needed an extra boost.
Marge in Yonkers, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marge.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was listening a couple minutes ago. You were talking about beta blockers for athletes.
Yeah.
But beta blockers, because they can lower the pulse, they can affect exercise tolerance. So I don't think most athletes would want to take them.
Uh-huh. So it might work for a classical musician.
Right, because it affects what they call the sympathetic nervous system. So you might feel better nerve-wise.
Uh-huh. But maybe not for an athlete.
Yeah, some people actually have to stop them because, they might continue them if they have high blood pressure, but they might have to switch to another drug because their pulse might be lowered too much.
And I gather you're a nurse.
I'm a nurse practitioner.
So thanks for filling us in on that. And Judy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I'm a psychotherapist, and I work with classical musicians and other performers, as well as sometimes athletes.
Uh-huh.
And there's if we think about beta blockers, think about the percentage of the population in all kinds of professions that actually use medications to help them to stay calmer. Right. So beta blockers and any kind of anti-anxiety medication across the board. I work with people who work in high-pressured, corporations, and if they have to do a major presentation, they will also use them. So it doesn't make sense to lump the two categories together: the people who use steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs that have a physical effect in terms of like strength and power, as opposed to people who have a sympathetic nervous system that is a little bit more reactive
when
they're stressed.
Well, why would you separate the two? I mean, keeping in mind the standard that I think Bomani correctly set, which is it becomes a different thing when you're under pressure to take something that may actually be detrimental to your long-term health.
Well, I don't think that they're necessarily detrimental to people's long-term health.
The beta blocker. So
yes.
Assuming they're not, why would they be in a different category? Why would you separate the mind and the body so much?
Well, it's not separating the mind and the body. I mean, what happens is if the mind produces too many stress hormones, then in fact that interferes with people's ability to perform well, particularly, for musicians and other people who have to be manipulating a bow and getting it exactly right. The stress hormones, what it's trying to do is to help the mind to not overreact and produce too many stress hormones, which then interferes with the normal functioning of performing.
Right. Judy, thank you for that. And Alan in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alan.
Hi. Just as an aside, I was a runner for a long time, and they put me on a beta blocker for high blood pressure, and I couldn't get my feet off the ground.
Really?
So there's no way as an athlete that you can take that. But my question is this. Since they're taking awards away from athletes that are on enhancing drugs, should we do that for people that get Tony Awards and Academy Awards because they were on some type of an enhancer which makes them perform better than those that are not on them?
Now, that is an interesting question. Bomani, if they had the Mitchell Commission with the former senator for Major League Baseball, God, I guess it's too bad Sonny Bono is in Congress anymore, because you could take a former performer and have them determine whether the Tonys and the Oscars should be taken away.
Yeah, well, one of my former colleagues, Chuck Klosterman, wrote a piece once, and he basically asked, would you take back the Beatles Grammy for Sgt. Pepper's because it was so obviously influenced by dope? where do we draw the line? It's just that it seems that in athletics we have a much more particular, rigid, dogmatic outlook of what is fair and what is not, and it was decided that steroids were on the list of things that weren't fair, and I think that's largely because people associate them with a bearded East German woman setting a world record in the 200-meter breaststroke.
There,
that's what people think of when they think of steroids.
There go all the Grammys for the Grateful Dead, right out the window.
All gone.
Bomani Jones, the host of Sports Saturday on WRBZ AM Radio in Raleigh, North Carolina, a former music writer as well. Thanks a lot for joining us on this.
Hey, no problem.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.